I've turned on the audio boot to see what happens. You know, you just don't know when you're going to do something that will be of interest to other people. And you just don't know what you're going to do yourself, and you don't know what... you know, the values can change in over time. Here I am making a cup of tea on my Breville brushed collection kettle, silver and black, and the dog Cotton de Tulier Rocky has just come and sniffed my feet just beside where my iPhone 4S headset, which actually come from a company called In Hand Guides. One of the earbuds I use came from one of their audio players. Better disclaim that they're a client of mine's, in case anyone thinks I'm doing product placement in the middle of the audio boo, or discovers later that they're a client of mine and thinks that I sort of tricked them, you know, spammed them. God, I've just remembered why I'm up at this time. I ran out of milk last night. But the point is, you just never know when a piece of audio you do is going to become interesting to others. Let me take the tea and the iPhone over here to the bar for a minute. Oh, I see an iPad. Oh, it reminds me of Lady Macbeth, you know. I see a dagger before me, the handle towards my hand. Paul Edmondson will kill me, of course, because I mangle Shakespeare. Oh, I see, what do you call those things? Moleskin notebooks here. And I see a book, a little book. Another bit of product placement. Business Coaching Conversations. Better Ways to Succeed in Your Business and Career by Mike Collins. Trademark Persuasive. ISBN 978-1471618017. Anyway, if there's a theme, there is this in my mind. Making a cup of tea. Yeah, the theme is that you never know what's going to happen with a piece of audio. In fact, you never know what is going to happen with anything. I mean, if I say something to you, I don't know what you're going to do with it. You may get terribly upset with it. You may get joy with it. But that's your life. I can push your button without realizing you even had a button there. Consequently, I can produce a piece of audio. The piece of audio boo that I have made, which has been most popular of all the audio boos I've made, and it must be going on for 4,000 listens now, or at least 4,000 people open to the file, is a little conversation that got cut off by accident when the iPhone battery ran out. And I was talking to John McCarthy, the owner of Café Beva, after Eamon Gilmore, an Irish politician who's now in the cabinet, had left a cafe in Glanmire. So, you never know. And that's my message this morning. That's my pebble in the pond. You never know.